We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are still plenty of questions about a high-flying Chinese balloon that's been flying over sensitive sites in the western U.S. CBS News senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us. Catherine, what do we know about this balloon?
What we know is that it's a Chinese surveillance balloon. We've been tracking it for several days. Its path began in the Pacific over Alaska. Then it went through Canadian airspace and then into Montana about the middle of this week. The Chinese say that it's civilian and it's just for gathering research and weather data. But it certainly got concern among the administration, especially at the Pentagon, as to what its capabilities exactly are.
Yeah, is the administration and the Pentagon buying that Chinese explanation that it's just a weather balloon that was never intended to reach the U.S.?
I spoke with two former intelligence officials, and they said to me, listen, you need to have some context here. China has spy satellites over the U.S. trained on our country all the time. They've got great intelligence, a lot of fidelity. So what is this surveillance balloon all about? It may be, in fact, a provocation, a type of harassment, trying to sort of poke us to see how we respond at a time where tension between China and the U.S. is really at its height.
Well, it is flying over the continental U.S. I know some Republicans in Congress are calling on the Pentagon to shoot it down. Why hasn't that happened?
Well, the official explanation from the Pentagon is that they were concerned that shooting it down would cause a lot of damage from debris. Obviously, shooting it down would also be an escalation. Some of my special forces contacts believe shooting it down would be prudent because you could exploit the technology on this balloon. You could see exactly what China has and whether they've got a capability that we are unaware of.
Catherine, are there any concerns that this balloon was apparently able to make it to Montana before it was spotted or at least reported?
Based on my reporting, I believe that we've been following this balloon for several days. NORAD is constantly tracking what's coming from the Pacific over into our region. And I find it very hard to believe that it was not on the radar of the Canadian authorities because it spent so much time coming down through Canada, then into Montana. The question here is whether... I know from my reporting that this does happen, not with a lot of regularity, but it happens from time to time, except we don't know about it. This is different. We know about it in part because it was so visible from the sky. That may have been very deliberate by the Chinese. And then we had the unusual confirmation from this administration that it was, in fact, a surveillance balloon associated with China and its intelligence services.
CBS News senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herridge, thank you for the update. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
By the way, this balloon incident has prompted Secretary of State Antony Blinken to postpone his planned trip to China just hours before he was scheduled to leave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.